So PrEP, which stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, is a daily pill that was approved by the CDC in around 2012. And individuals who might be at risk of becoming HIV positive can take PrEP daily. For you know, if this is new, I often joke that it's sort of the HIV birth control, right? You know, high percentage of preventing HIV transmission. That was like a clunky way to say that, but you know, this is a once a day pill that will prevent HIV transmission. So there's a lot of great work happening around PrEP. You know, the local connection, Orange County Health Department was one of the first health departments in the state to have a program to get PrEP into the hands of residents here in Orange County to prescribe PrEP. I know we've had actually the past health director on WCHL to talk about the really great work happening in Orange County. But we wanted to test and see, you know, are there – what's the knowledge base around PrEP, right? When you work in the HIV field, it's really easy to feel like everybody has the same information. And I assumed that there's a low awareness about PrEP in the general population in North Carolina. I will say I did not expect it to be this low and was honestly really, really stunned by this data that we got back. So did a sample of North Carolina voters, you know, proportional. There were more Trump voters in this survey than Clinton voters. 9% of residents are aware of what PrEP is. I think the data point was about 59% had not heard of PrEP, and then 32% said they weren't sure, which I kind of think we can assume that, like, if you're not sure, that probably is a no, yeah. Right? I mean, that we have – if you shared this information in the 1980s at the height of the HIV epidemic, if a pill came out that could prevent HIV, I think it would be cover page news, and it would just be something that would so define people's just information. And I think this really serves for us as an advocacy community, for public health officials, sort of as like a challenge, right, and an alarm to say we are not doing enough to make sure the public knows this information. What I will say we were also excited to see, and this was a fairly small survey in terms of its scope and the questions we were asking, and I think there's actually some more data that we might consider trying to gather in the future. Once we educated people about PrEP, 55% supported programs in local health departments to get PrEP into the hands of low-income individuals. And that was a majority of Democrats responded that they supported that, and a majority of Republicans and independents responded that they supported that. So we think that's really, really exciting. You know, when I think about how we're going to get PrEP in the hands of those who really need it most and who have the greatest barriers to access, local health departments are just going to be on the forefront of that work. So I think that this serves as both a moment to sort of challenge our movement, to spread the word more, to speak out more, and also to local health departments to step up those departments who aren't meaningfully engaging in PrEP work, you know, who don't have programs to prescribe, to really get in the game and make sure that it's a tool they're sharing with the community.
Is that the biggest barrier at this point? If you have that's still astonishing. You know, if you have the medication that you can take and continue on without a level of concern that just would have been there otherwise, and yet 9% of North Carolinians say they are aware of what it is. Is there a bigger barrier to prevention and these continued efforts?
So I think certainly making sure people know it exists is important. The other barrier I hear over and over and over from our community is that there are a lot of actually assistance programs in place that can allow an individual to access the medication. If you're insured, most health insurance programs have it. If you're on Medicaid, Medicaid covers it. And the pharmaceutical company that manufactures the medication has a fairly robust assistance program that can either cover copays for individuals on health insurance or cover drug costs. The barrier we hear about over and over, and I think what local health departments can help bridge in some circumstances, is if you're on PrEP, you're required to do regular STI screens to maintain the medication and a scan of your kidney functions. And those costs to do several times a year, which is really important, right? Like PrEP actually serves as a gateway to getting people better information about not just their sexual health, but their health in general, and getting them in front of a provider on a regular basis. those costs, we often hear, are really challenging for individuals to cover. And that's where there seem to be gaps sort of in the assistance programs right now and health insurance programs. And so I think our kind of charge as an advocacy community is to think about working with local health departments and our state government to figure out how we bridge that gap.
I feel like I've seen commercials for PrEP recently, which was an interesting thing to see a new kind of new old strategy, taking a strategy that we see everywhere else and applying it to a new thing. So what's the story behind that? Is that a national thing that we're just also getting commercials for in North Carolina?
Yeah. So if you've seen commercials on TV right now, that is likely commercials that were produced and paid for by Gilead, which is the manufacturing company of PrEP. For the first time, they introduced both unbranded advertisements just to raise awareness about sexual health in general and advertisements specifically about PrEP over the last couple months. This is still a relatively new drug in terms of entering the market, you know, just approved by CDC within the last 6 years. So I think it took them a period of time to figure out the right way to do public education on this drug. I can certainly appreciate that talking about sexual health is not a topic that everyone feels comfortable within and requires some nuance. But I think for a lot of us was really exciting to be able to turn on the TV and see ads about this drug, and actually is going to be an important tool to increase public awareness. You know, my hope would be, and I think we're likely to replicate this in a year, I would hope that we would see higher data, right? That the combination of that type of public education work and other work our community's doing is going to increase awareness. The other thing I'll note that I think is positive is that they, you know, ran those ads on a lot of TV shows and a lot of media that was specifically geared toward communities who really need PrEP the most. As I remember correctly, they launched the ad campaign during Pose, the new show on FX that specifically tells the story of the African American, gay, and trans community during sort of ball culture in the 1980s. The TV show features discussions about HIV a lot. So I think to also be sure that we want to make sure everyone knows about PrEP. We also want to make sure, though, that we are tailoring our messages so that people who really could benefit the most from the medication are hearing that information. And so I do think there's some intentionality behind big picture work is important, and the survey data tells us that. But if we're casting so wide a net in our public education that we're missing the communities who really need to hear the message, I think we're also doing something wrong.